You're listening to the Breakfasty Brunchy Show with Nick and Rochelle.
I think there's quite a lot to talk about this week, I think. Apart from the fact that the weather... Well, I take it as a personal insult, yeah. Frankly. I've right. never seen... I mean, Monday through to Thursday last week were four of the most unpleasant summer days I've ever experienced. I mean,
Stratford?
Yeah, well, it was just...
I went to London on Thursday and it was miserable.
Yeah.
Oh, it's just, you're walking through water, effectively. It was so misty.
Yeah,
and
well, were you in the Thames?
Yeah, was you? Took a swim.
But good morning, wherever you are. Hopefully, Matt might be tuning in from Delhi, our Stratford...
correspondent,
Put my teeth in. The Stratford Community Radio correspondent in Delhi. You know, it's a community. It's a worldwide community. It's a global community. That reminds me of the cricket as well. Booker T and the MGs, that little that horrible music in the background.
Horrible there. Music.
And, you know, obviously there's stuff to talk about there. There's been lots of nasty things going on in
saw
the cricket
that
overnight.
Morning.
Yeah. A potentially great test match has been absolutely ruined by the avarice and greed of others. So there you are. We're starting off with a little bit of politics already.
The Breakfasty Brunchy Show.
I was out drinking a little bit last night.
Can't tell.
Can you not?
Yeah, you can.
Oh.
Your language when you jot your CDs.
Oh, yeah, that was... I'm glad the microphone was off then, I have to say.
It was so loud, I could hear it over my headphones, actually.
Really? Yes. No, I just had a little bit of a disaster with the CDs during Something by the Beatles there. Yes, there was some choice, interesting language there. It was just that little extra pint that I had last night that really just kicked in. Info at myscr.co.uk. If anyone could improve on my state of mind this morning, please email in. This is the Breakfasty Brunch Show. Through with you all the way until midday, no less. You don't get paid for nothing here.
MySCR.co.uk.
Apparently it's raining in Rugby. Does that actually mean Rugby or does it mean Stratford?
I think it's London.
It's London?
I don't know.
I don't want to know whether it's raining in London. This is a community radio show. Anyone in London, tune off.
We've probably got more listeners in London than Stratford, haven't we? Let's be honest.
Well, we may have some more listeners in Delhi than Stratford. This is... Delhi Community Radio. How are you? Roger has texted in via her PA, Jackie Williamson. Hello, both of you. She wants Brendan Flowers' new song.
Brendan or Brandon?
Brandon Flowers' new song. Brendan's his brother.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, he's a nice guy, yeah. Brendan and Brandon.
Yeah.
Yeah, twins they were. Mm. Brandon Flowers' new single, Crossfire. Which I'm about to play.
Okay.
Do you know it?
I've heard of it, yes.
Right.
So I'm being quite vague, aren't I?
Well, yeah. You're just sort of sitting there fiddling with the computer. Anyway, how is everyone this morning?
Tired.
What? Me?
Yeah.
Yes. A little tired and emotional, but there we are. That's all very exciting. This is Brandon Flowers. Crossfire, I don't know what it... He doesn't swear in it, does he?
Don't think so.
He looks suitably sort of on the video. Oh, God.
Stratford Community Radio.
This is, of course, the Breakfasty Brunchy Show. And rest assured, listener, that we're not going to play any nonsense like that. Roger's listening in till 10:30. So that's it. That's your business. See you, Roger.
You're in for it when she gets back now.
Yeah, I know. I am going to get so hit, listener, when we get back. A big, big shout out to Gerald Organ. They're in Wales, like you see. He says, morning, Nick and team. Can you play My Generation by The Who for all 50-somethings? Because he's just turned 50. Bless him. Yes, the answer is I can, a little bit later. His wife has just popped out for a run in preparation for a half marathon in October.
Hey.
And he's starting a project to build a bond. Love the show. He's my mother's husband's son-in-law. If that makes any sense.
I'm trying to work that one out of my head.
At all. Garrick Huskered is listening in. I'm listening in. He says, I'm looking for three actors, two male and one female, to be zombies for my film fundraiser at the Dirty Duck on the evening of 12th of September. His email is shakespeareinart@ymail.com. So if you are listening, listener, we've only got one listener, Garrick, so, you know, and that's you. So, you know, well, Gerald's listening. So, Gerald, if you're interested in, I'm looking for three actors. Two male and one female. He spelt male, M-A-I-L, there. So, you know, maybe one's in a letter and then one female. I'm looking for three actors, two male and one female, to be zombies for my film fundraiser at the Dirty Duck on the evening of 12th of September. And we do have an email from Roger.
Hello. Hello.
She's let me off the hook, actually, I have to say. Oi, she said, it's fantastic and it's my choice.
It's like she's in the room.
Oh dear, I'm in trouble, listener.
The Breakfasty Brunchy Show.
Billy Joel, Piano Man, do you know it at all, Young Sam?
Yeah, you've played it a few times, yeah.
Did you listen to the lyrics at all?
Not really.
Oh, I should have said to you, actually, before we played it, listen to the lyrics of this young man, I should have said.
How rude.
Well, you are a young man. And because, you know, the lyrics to that are, you know, the microphone smells like a beer, etc.
I caught that one.
You caught that one, yeah. Did you? Yeah, yeah. Piano sounds like a carnival and the microphone smells like a beer. It's all about his time when he was playing piano in New York bars and all that sort of stuff. And, you know, the women are playing, the waitress is playing politics and all that sort of stuff. It's a wonderful song. Jason, I would come down to Henley Street, he says, but I probably feel worse than you this morning. Sorry, Jason. Also, I let you off the fiver because I'm pretty sure you bought me a pint in the Thatch once upon a time. Well, that's nice, isn't it?
There you go.
Is that what's really in the charts these days? God, I feel old, he's there saying. I think that was the old Brandon Flowers vegetable.
Sore point, isn't it?
Brendan Vegetable, Brandon Flowers. He says, got any Tom Waits? I do have some Tom Waits. However, I'm not sure I would last the song if we... I just had that little extra pint. I'm not sure. We'll see. Woody has emailed in as well. Morning, Woodster. He says, morning, Petal, which is nice, I think.
Lovely.
Lovely. Just risen, and I look like your voice. That's... Oh! Dear me. Clive, you've got to be... You're looking rank there if you've... Oh, dear. Billy, he was out with me last night, I have to say. I was out with the great Sam Troughton and Woodster. Yes. And Owen Young, if he's listening. He says, Billy, as in Billy Joel, is a tonic after a long night. And yes, the microphone does smell like a beer.
MySCR.co.uk.
A man shot in the head notices 5 years later. Did you come across this in the week?
Yeah, I saw the x-ray in the paper.
It's quite extraordinary if you haven't come across it. In Berlin, a Polish man living in Berlin went about his business for 5 years without noticing he'd been shot in the head because he was drunk when it happened. Now that's... God. You know, you can get drunk and wake up with a headache, can't you?
That's but one
you,
hell of a headache.
You must just think, oh, blimey, that's smart.
Smart. Yeah. I was going to say that.
But, oh, that's a hell of a kicker. That last margarita really hit me. And yet, police in the western city of Bochum said on Tuesday doctors found a .22 caliber bullet in the back of his head after the 35-year-old went to have what he thought was a cyst removed. Presented with the 5.6mm projectile, the man recalled he had received a blow to the head around midnight at a New Year's party in 2004-2005, but had forgotten about it because he'd been very drunk. He told us he remembered having a sore head, but he wasn't really one for going to the doctor. The wound later healed around the bullet, and it was not until the man decided to have the lump examined due to recurring pains that the discovery was made. Police said that they were not treating the incident as suspicious as the bullet might have got lodged in the man's head when a reveller fired a gun in celebration. It might have been a shot fired up in the air which entered his head on the way down.
Oh, God.
Oh, it makes makes you clench, doesn't it? Yeah, the resident of Hull, who has lived in Germany for several years, was expected to be released from hospital later this week after the bullet was removed. I've always thought that, you know, in countries where they have used guns for celebration, you know, tough stuff, and they go, you know, up into the air.
That's a good impression, that was, of a gun.
Yeah, thanks very much. There you go. What goes up must come down. Yeah. And those bullets can travel for miles. Yeah. And there's some poor lady, you know, 7 miles away, just... there's some gunfire in there. There must be some...
You nearly flung your headphones off.
I just enter into the spirit of these things.
Stratford Community Radio.
The heritage lampposts have been reinstalled. And then, you know, a Henley and Arden couple are absolutely mystified after Orbit Heart of England Housing Association threatened to take action over plant pots that they have apparently become a health and safety issue, even though they have been in the same place for 9 years. Oh, God, give me strength.
Are you losing the world to live or something?
I am. I mean, surely there are better things to write about in the local paper than somebody's plant pots. Dear God. This is Stratford Community Radio. Oh. Moaning and moaning.
The Breakfasty Brunchy Show.
Gerald's emailed in again. Nick, we have converted part of the house into a studio. Okay, here you are. He says, that was him, not me, with the intention of reading the Sunday papers whilst listening to your show. Well, that's a little nice. Drastic, but nice. I like it. You know, to shell out about 20 grand. I don't know. And Joe, that's his wife, insisted on ordering a chocolate brown real PVC studio couch for the purpose. It turned out this week and we unpacked it all to discover to our disappointment that the legs were missing.
Rubbish.
That's not nice, is it?
No.
Spend a fortune on a sofa. The least they can do is...
put the legs on.
Do you know what I mean? Not to be outdone. So he says, we are therefore sitting on a couch with no legs at floor level, whilst arguing over what colour to paint the back wall. No, this is where it gets interesting. Your casting vote counts.
Hey.
So, dark brown or fudge?
Fudge.
Is there a difference?
Probably.
I think the listeners... That's the first time I've ever said that, I think.
Yeah.
I think the rest of the listener should decide. Email in info@myscr.co.uk. Should Gerald and Joe's bat wall on their sort of new studio OKR thing be dark brown or fudge? By the way, he says, Joe, that's his wife, reminds you of the time she had to give you a bath when you were about 5.
Who, you?
Yeah.
Blimey.
And she was about 10. I'm sorry to remind you, Joe, that you might have been a little older than that. But anyway, let's keep it at 10, shall we? dark brown or fudge, if there is a difference.
Probably.
Got no idea.
MyScr.co.uk.
Well, Gerald and Joe, I'd say it's fudge.
Charlie said fudge, didn't she?
Yeah, Charlie said fudge, you said fudge. Apparently fudge is lighter and will brighten up the room.
Yes.
So Gerald and Joe have just had the colour on their wall in Wales there.
Wales, not Stratford.
Influenced by two people in Stratford. That's what it's all about. Internet radio. Contact us now.
What about Delhi?
Oh, yes. Oh, from Delhi as well. Maybe Matt could actually sort of come in from Delhi. There's probably quite a bit of sort of, you know, fudge in Delhi, isn't there?
Probably, yeah.
You know, you get the... Well, that's sort of light yellow Delhi, isn't it? That's what I have in my head. He may well not be listening, of course. Right, come on then. Here we go. Quiz.
Ready for question number one?
No, because I haven't got a pen.
No, right,
I've
got a pen.
Here we are.
Ready?
Yeah.
Question number one.
You can join in, by the way. Sorry.
There we go.
Your steak.
Which film actress was born Lucy Johnson and was once married to Frank Sinatra? Was it A, Ava Gardner?
Ava
Gardner, I thought it was Ava.
I'll have Ava Gardner.
Mia Farrow, Barbara Marx, or Sophia Loren?
Who was married to Sinatra? Well, gosh, I don't know.
Question number two.
I tried sausages and cheese.
What instrument was played by Bix Beiderbecke? Was it a clarinet, a double bass, a cornet, or piano?
Yeah.
Question number three.
I kind of like it, actually.
Which American film actress was known in the 1920s as the It Girl? Was it Betty Davis, Clara Bow, Joan Greenwood, or Paulette Goddard? Goddard.
Goddard. Excuse me. Goddard. Goodness me.
It's weird doing the quiz when Jasmine, because there's no talking in the background.
Yeah, well, that's good. Oh, I miss Roger. Come back. All is forgiven, Roger.
Question number four.
Nick, we should go. We should go and have a filler.
There she is.
Who sang the theme song for the Bond film for... Oh, can I start again?
Nick, we should go. We should go and have a filler.
Who sang the theme song for the Bond film for Your Eyes Only? There we go. Got it in the end. Sheena Easton, Debbie Harry, Shirley Bassey, or Olivia Newton-John? I don't know any answers to any of these questions.
Sheena Easton was a sort of very interesting example of early X Factor. In the sense that there was a programme on the BBC in the late 70s, early 80s, and it was called The Big Time. I don't know whether the slightly older listeners will remember The Big Time. And Sheena Easton was, you know, they sort of found her and you know, as just she was a normal sort of pub singer or whatever. Mm. She had to go through sort of various hoops in this documentary. It was a documentary.
Oh, really?
You know, to sort of get, see if she could make the grade, and people would judge her, and then see whether she got signed and all this sort of stuff. And they followed her. They sort of created her and then followed her. And she went massive. She went, you know, once, because of that program, because of course that was in the time of three channels, so, you know, there were 15 million people watching or whatever like that, and they just all fell in love with her. She went straight to number one, and she ended up going out with Prince for a while.
Really?
Yeah. Love. And I bet you've never heard of her now.
No.
But anyway,
Prince.
There you go. Oh, okay. Matt Costain from Delhi, Gerald, says, fudge. Sorry, nice. Sorry I left for a moment and returned to a fudge-based discussion. Rum and raisin, please. Yeah.
That's the problem with the show. We talk about things as if they've... You know, it's just a conversation, whereas people might not have heard us.
There is no problem with this show, thank you very much, Sam. God. Are you accusing us of unprofessionalism?
Maybe. Can I do the questions one more time?
Sorry, was that it? Is that,
yeah, it's all four.
Yeah.
Question number one.
Your steak.
Which film actress was born Lucy Johnson and was once married to Frank Sinatra? Question number two.
I tried sausages and cheese.
What instrument was played by Bix Beiderbecke? Question number three.
I kind of like it, actually.
Which American film actress was born in the 1920s and was the It Girl? Question number four.
Nick, we should go. We should go and have a filler.
Who sang the theme song for the Bond film For Your Eyes Only? And that's the quiz.
Stratford Community Radio. The quiz.
Question number one.
I don't want to blow people away.
Which film actress was born Lucy Johnson and was once married to Frank Sinatra? Nick.
I've really gone badly on this. I've said Ava Gardner. Now Claire, morning Claire, has emailed in with the answers, and she says Ava Gardner. Has anyone else emailed in with
that? Embarrassing.
Gerald's been. You see, Gerald's. We'll talk about that later, Gerald. I think. You know, he's starting to move the goalposts. Charlie's emailed in saying Clara Bow. She is my idol. Beautiful, gorgeous, lovely. But I don't think that's the answers.
No.
So it's thee and me, Claire. Apart from our Delhi correspondent, who of course is tuning in. Ava Gardner, I've put.
Ava Gardner is the correct answer.
Well, I never.
There you go. Question number two.
Kizzy, very good.
I'd just like to say I know the answer to this, but I've actually put the wrong answer because my brain isn't working. But anyway, go on.
What instrument was played by Bix Beiderbecke, Nick?
I put piano, you see.
And what did Claire put again?
Claire put cornet.
The answer...
Yes.
...is cornet.
Yes, I actually thought cornet and wrote piano. My brain, you know, it was that extra... That extra glass of white wine on top of the 7 pints of speckled hen I had last night.
Nice.
Yeah.
Face says it all.
Hey, I've got a great face for radio, you know.
Question number 3.
On the show, every night.
Which American film actress was known in the 1920s as the It Girl, Nick?
Well, I put Paulette Goddard.
Who? What did Claire put?
Claire put Clara Bow.
The answer?
And I'd imagine it's Clara Bow, because Charlotte was... something.
It's Clara Bow.
There you are. I'll tell you what, she's won it already, Claire has.
Mm-hmm. Question number 4.
That's a big place down south.
Who sang the theme song for the Bond film For Your Eyes Only, Nicholas?
I know this.
Go on then.
Sheena Easton.
What did Claire put down?
Sheena Easton.
Anyone else?
No.
No. The answer is Sheena Easton. So there you go.
Claire, you nailed it. Gerald's trying to change the goalposts. He wants to go topaz now and not, you know... Can't do that, I'm afraid. Fudge it is, Gerald.
The Breakfasty Brunchy Show.
Gerald, casting vote. Because Gerald has... For listeners who haven't tuned in before, we've been trying to decide what the wall of Gerald's new little sort of place, studio, is going to be. Fudge or dark brown. He's trying to sort of throw in a curveball here, saying Joe, his wife, is now thinking of topaz. This will hopefully be outvoted by your other listener by the time she comes back from her run. She's gone now. We cannot have topaz, since I can't do edges and the ceiling is white and it'll be messy. As an architect, I would, of course, paint the whole room white. You architects. It's got to be magnolia, hasn't it? Off-white cream.
Eggshell.
Eggshell, lovely. Paint it black, man. As an architect, I would, of course, paint the whole room white, but it will be painted whatever colour your other listener chooses.
Black wall?
No, I'm not saying painted black. But you do have a casting vote as a man of taste and modern-day Renaissance man.
He's talking about you.
What do you want? Yeah, he is talking about me. What do you want, Gerald? What do you want? I say fudge, Gerald.
Fudge.
Fudge from Delhi, from two places in Stratford. I think it's fudge. But anyway.
MySCR.co.uk.
This has been the Breakfasty Brunchy Show with me, Nick Asbury, and without Roger. Thank you, young Sam.
It's a pleasure. Thank you, Nick.
Thank you very, very much for listening, especially to all the people that emailed in. It sort of G's me up when I get lots of emails, and thank you very much to Claire, to Charlie, to Matt, and to Jason, to Woodster, Roger, Jackie, all those people, and especially to the great Gerald Organ, Gerald and Joe Organ, down there in Wales, and fudge it is. even you know, our Delhi correspondent.
Word of the day: fudge.
Fudge. It's marvellous, and I think you're going to enjoy it. You must let us know how you get on. That was Fire by Kasabian, of course. A big hello to Matt. Thank you so much for listening and contributing in Delhi, and thank you all wherever you are. I hope you have a lovely week. We shall be back same time next week.
Yep.
Coming up is The Vibe. Have a good one. Have a lovely week.
You're listening to The Breakfasty Brunchy Show with Nick and Roger on Stratford Community Radio.